Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Keep them coming, keep them coming, keep them coming. We've got to get the upset picks goal hit for today. And Diesel, right now we are at
133.
And we need to be at?
I'd like to get to 162 to match what we had last week.
No. Let's go 163.
Okay. How about that? So we need 30 more picks before the show is over.
30 more picks before the show, which is doable.
It is doable.
And I think we could get 30 in this hour. You know what I mean? I think we could do it.
Get into this thing, Tolos. It's a lot of fun to play. It's hard. Doesn't cost you anything. It's completely free to play. You just got to remember to be here every week to be involved in it.
You do. You have to be here. Keep playing. Don't forget, send your picks in. 844-326-3663. We want to hear from you. And get those upset picks in. If you're just getting off work on this Friday, your weekend is getting started. Well, welcome into the show. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. Hour number three of the show coming at you tonight. Again, reminder, no Burns football tonight. That's why I'm here in the Ingles Market Studios. Burns is off this week. No broadcast tonight. I am going to go catch a game tonight, and then we'll be back next week at Greer. So, reminder, no Burns football tonight. Do remember that the Saturday morning scramble tomorrow morning will be live 8 to 10 a.m. on the Fan Upstate. We'll be at Ingles on the west side of Spartanburg. That's the Warren Abernathy Highway store. So, we hope to see you there tomorrow morning if you want to stop by and talk a little high school football. But Diesel, college football, weekend number three, that's what we call it, right? We use numbers that start at one. We know that it's still week two, right? But this is the third week we've had college football. Nonetheless, here we go. How great is the slate this weekend? We find out right now as we take a look at the best time slots. And those time slots in college football start tonight. There are four games tonight. In college football, starts at 7 o'clock with James Madison and Louisville going at it. 7:30, Western Illinois and Northwestern. 7:30, Northern Illinois and Maryland. And at 9 o'clock, Eastern Washington versus Boise State, who's 0-1. And Diesel tonight, Boise State, a 31.5-point favorite.
They're going to bounce back. Eastern Washington might have my favorite logo.
It is cool. I'm looking at it.
In FCS football. If you haven't seen it, it's an eagle. It's an eagle that has EWU baked into the E and the W baked into the wings. And then the U is like the tail.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So you got an E on the right wing, a W on the left wing, and the U is the tail. Is EWU, I think EWU is the team that has the red football field, right?
Maybe so. And they're playing as a team with a blue football field tonight. How about that? How about that?
They do have the red football field. Oh, that's odd.
That is cool. That is cool. So the game tonight, if you're a college football fan and you want to watch some college football tonight, you have 1-0 James Madison, 1-0 Louisville, Miller Moss in action. They look pretty good, Diesel, last Saturday. Louisville tonight is a 15.5 point favorite. The total is set at 54.5 on that game tonight. Is there any way in your mind that we could see an upset? I know we've had a few Tolos choose this game in the Upset Picks Challenge, which, by the way, if it did hit, you'd be near the top of the leaderboard just like that with 15.5 points. I think that's what it was on Wednesday when the lines were locked in by DB. But, you know, you're familiar with JMU. They've got athletes.
Yeah.
They always do. They're a good program. I just don't know tonight, will they have the depth, in my mind, to sustain four quarters against Louisville?
Well, they beat Weber State 45-10 last week. So any team is putting up 45 points. That's two touchdowns in the first, two touchdowns in the second, a field goal in the third, and two touchdowns in the fourth. If you can score that consistently all game long, even as your backups go in, I think you got a pretty solid football team. Again, it is against the Weber State Wildcats, so who knows really what you got if you're James Madison. But their quarterback, Alonzo Barnett, he's a junior. He's a really,
dual threat
really
guy
good
too.
Quarterback.
He is.
He's good at JMU. I think they're gonna give Louisville a game. I'm not calling the upset, but I think they'll give him a game.
You know, it's interesting. Going conference to conference here, Sun Belt versus ACC, Diesel, you would look at this and think, okay, it's going to be a mismatch, right? You mentioned the quarterback, dual threat guy for JMU. You know, let's not forget, James Madison, and I know it's preseason predictions, James Madison picked preseason to win the Sun Belt. So, I mean, they've got talent, and they're always a good program. I think you could see this game become interesting, maybe high scoring tonight. I think it could. I'm not calling for the upset, but I'll tell you, it wouldn't shock me, Diesel, to see JMU cover the spread here. 15.5. That's a lot of points.
Yeah, I think they'll cover.
That's a lot.
And again, it's still early. It's still early for Louisville. I know Miller Moss is a good quarterback. Can he do it on a week-in, week-out basis? I don't know. I mean, the Sun Belt Conference needs James Madison to look good. I mean, Sun Belt a couple of years ago was the conference of upsets. It was 1 year. I think it was the App State got Texas A&M, Georgia Southern got Nebraska, Marshall got Notre Dame. I think the App State the App State and Marshall upsets of their respective teams were on the same day. So it was a huge. Good look for that conference. By the way, Cole, I this is a random find the other day. I found a graphic on Twitter that lists the conferences that are supplying the most talent up to Power 4 level schools. So when it comes to transfers in the portal, the Sun Belt is the most rated conference in college football. They sent 47 guys up to power programs last year. The American sent 40, Mountain West 34, MAC 22, Conference USA, the Dregs, they sent 18.
That's a double-edged sword, though, you know, because you want to be able to say, hey, look, we're putting these guys out, but they're leaving the conference, right?
It's
what,
tough.
What it could be.
It's
what
tough. It could be. Yeah, I mean, it's modern college football. If you are the best G5 conference, you're going to get rated the most.
To the Saturday slate we go here. Looking at the slate for college football this weekend, if you have your eye on a certain game, let us know at 844-326-3663. Hub City Spartanburgers text line is open. Phone lines are open as well. This is interesting, the Saturday slate. I want to hear your thoughts on this as well, Tolos. There's some good teams, Diesel, this weekend that are playing some not-so-good teams. For example, Penn State's playing FIU, so 43.5 point spread. Texas is playing San Jose State. That's a 36.5 point spread. You know, some Florida State, East Texas A&M doesn't even have a spread on that game.
East Texas A&M. That's a school I've never heard of.
East Texas A&M is who Florida State is hosting this weekend. And, there's a reason there's not a spread on that game. I think you can get a ticket right now for, like, 44 cents.
Do you think their slogan is eat 'em? at East Texas A&M.
I like
eat them up.
Could be. Their mascot looks like it's a. I don't know what that is.
East Texas
A&M.
That
looks weird. It looks like some sort of lion. I think they're the Lions. Mufasa. I think that's what they are. Mufasas.
Commerce, Texas. Where do you know off the top of your head where Commerce, Texas is?
I've heard of Commerce. I want to say it is close to the right side of the state, very far east toward the coast. Is that right or no?
No.
Okay. Then I don't know.
I mean, it is in the eastern half of the state.
Okay.
But it's northeast of Dallas. So if you were to take, I guess it's 30 northeast out of Dallas or whatever. Yeah, Interstate 30. You go to Greenville, Texas.
How about it?
And then you stay on 30 to go due east a little bit, hang a left and go north. It's halfway between Greenville and Sulphur Springs, but a little bit north.
Scotty says, I went to Eastbound and Down up the road, South Carolina State. Cole, what direction would that be? Well, it depends who's in the room. If you're talking to me,
load it up and
I just say, hey, it's up the road a little bit. Diesel would say, well, technically that's... I asked Diesel to go up the road today and eat at Pizza Hut, and he said, that is actually, Pizza Hut is south. That's what he said today when I asked him to go up the road.
Are you kidding me? Down the road.
I mean, that's how particular. Now, I will say noon time slot in terms of your viewing pleasure, not a ton to choose from. I might would recommend here at the noon time slot, Iowa State. Iowa's 1-0.
Good matchup.
16 ranked Iowa State. They're 2-0. This is only a 3.5-point spread.
Is this at Iowa State?
It is.
Oh, so we don't get that awesome tradition of waving at the Children's Hospital.
No. I think this could be a good game at noon. I mean, you look around the rest of the slate at noon, you have like...
Iowa State's good, though.
They're good. You have Indiana and Kennesaw State,
boom.
Virginia, NC State. You also have UConn, Syracuse at noon. That's
a couple of people
be...
that took that one as the upset pick.
Noon slate's not great. I'll be honest with you.
This is a great weekend to, if you got any last minute honeydew stuff to do, this is a good weekend to do it.
So here's the way I look at it.
Because you got the late game is really the only one you need to pay attention to, Oklahoma, Michigan.
These are the type weekends I think it's a good weekend to go to a game. So last weekend, I went to a game and I missed being able to sit and watch all the other games.
Yeah.
So like I'm going to South Carolina State tomorrow night. I think it's a great weekend to go to a game because you're not really missing a whole lot, you know.
How long did it take you? So you were at that Clemson game last week.
Yeah.
Obviously, you stayed all the way to the end. How long did it take?
What did you say?
Did you?
No.
You didn't stay?
I couldn't watch that.
What? It went all the way to the wire and you left?
It didn't.
Oh,
if you
my
were in the
God.
Stadium, if you were in the stadium.
Boo this, man.
Hey,
you
got
to be a part of the All Zeros Club, buddy.
You say it went to the wire. I'm telling you. The Clemson fans that were in the stadium that really knew.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
For example, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. When you watch an offense so
crap
many times, like there was no feeling Saturday night. And I know we were walking out, and Kate and those guys had a chance at the very end. I was watching it on my phone. I never at any moment last Saturday night felt like Clemson had a chance to win. Their offense was so stagnant.
I find your lack of faith disturbing, Cole.
Oh, I couldn't watch it.
Second Star Wars reference on the show today.
You should have seen the Florida State Jameis game when I was there for that one. I was doing the tomahawk chop by halftime. Turned my shirt inside out. I mean, I was I was up there cheering with Florida
Wild
State.
Wild thing.
They were up.
You make my butt sting.
Yeah, they were up 90 on Clemson at the half, I believe. So that's the 12 noon slate. What about 2 o'clock? Anything worth watching it to? Wake Forest is a little SoCon matchup against Western. Let's see what else at 2 o'clock. Oh, man, Grambling, Ohio State. Get your popcorn ready for that. Here you go. Even better, 3:30, Austin Peay, Georgia in that afternoon time slot.
Wow.
Clemson, Troy at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? Here you go. Oklahoma State, Oregon, 3:30. Right?
Now, that's a noon game out there. What's crazy?
Maybe worth watching for a quarter, and then it's going to become a blowout.
You got Ole Miss, Kentucky.
Ole Miss, Kentucky is probably the game I would recommend. Now, I will say that's the SEC matchup. It's got the big, you know, the big band. The only thing, Diesel, is that Kansas-Missouri game might be a little bit better of a game. While Ole Miss and Kentucky, the spread's 8.5 in favor of Ole Miss. I don't know. I'm just saying, watch out for that 3:30 time slot. Kansas-Missouri. I know we've had a lot of people pick Kansas and Jalen Daniels, Diesel, the upset picks challenge. I think that one could be a lot of fun. And I'll even throw another one at you. Not only do I think that game could be good, I think that might be one of the better games of the day. Sleeper, high scoring. Mm. Who has the ball last? I don't know. There's something about that Kansas-Missouri game that excites me a little bit.
I'm looking right now at the box score of Ole Miss versus Georgia State. You probably had no idea who Ole Miss even played in week one.
Yeah.
They beat them 63-7.
About
21
like last
fourth
year.
Quarter points for Ole Miss. Here's the problem, though. Austin Simmons threw two picks to an inferior opponent, had a QBR 57.4, three touchdowns, two interceptions. I mean, that's got to be the reason why this Ole Miss-Kentucky spread is just, 8.5? That's got to be it. I mean, not that Kentucky was impressive in week one. They barely squeaked by Toledo, a G5 team, a team that they should have beaten by four scores.
Also at 3:30, there is no line on your App State Mountaineers at home facing mighty Lindenwood.
Lindenwood going to try to lay the wood.
What are we doing? Yeah, who is Lindenwood?
So there's a reason why App State is playing Lindenwood.
They need money?
No.
Oh.
App State was supposed to host South Carolina this year. But a few years ago, South Carolina said, hey, we'll throw you some money and kick the can down the road, and we'll reschedule this game. So this was not supposed to be the matchup this weekend for App State.
So they got on message boards and tried to find a team.
I forget who we had on. They told us how that works. I think it might have been Bob Ritchie called into the show here a couple years ago and said there is a back channel portal for coaches and ADs that need
MySpace.
Games.
MySpace.com.
Yeah, so they go on this website and they say, hey, we're a Division
Craigslist.
We're a mid-major. Got this APR, whatever. We're looking for an opponent for this game. And that's what it was. They were trying to play Clemson a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever it was. Clemson had put this message out, said, hey, this is the kind of opponent we're looking for. Furman said, guys, we'll play you.
There you go.
And Clemson said, no thanks. Don't want to play you, Furman. And but it was cool to kind of figure out how that happens, how they make these matchups happen.
In the evening-ish time slot, again, you grade the time slots this weekend. You grade the matchups. Miami, a big one. Bethune-Cookman, no spread. South Carolina, South Carolina State, no spread. North Carolina, Charlotte, meh. It doesn't move the meter right there. 7 o'clock, let's see here. Western Kentucky, that is my upset pick. And you're right, the line did move. Man, this evening time slot. LSU's playing La Tech. Arizona State's playing Mississippi State, 7:30. The game to watch in the evening time slot's definitely Michigan-Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Two good quarterbacks, a lot of conversation about John Mateer, about what Oklahoma could do. I will tell you this, Diesel, I think this could be a really good game. Oklahoma's favored by 4.5 points.
True.
And I put this on our social medias yesterday because I was thinking about this game, right, with Oklahoma. John Mateer's got a lot of hype, rightfully so. They're 1-0. But let me ask you this question, and I don't know if Artolo saw this video or not that I put on our Facebook page at the Fan Upstate, but here we are having this conversation about Oklahoma being a, what, dark horse team to make the playoff?
What a turnaround they've had.
So here's the question that I brought up. Here's the wild thought that I had yesterday. Who would have thought Oklahoma would have been closer to a national championship diesel in 2024 after two bad season of Venables when Nick Saban retired? Who would have thought Oklahoma at that point would still be closer to a national championship than Alabama? All that talent, all those recruits, all that tradition. I mean, you would have told me I was an idiot, right? If I'd have said, you know, Oklahoma's closer to a national championship than Bama, you would have laughed me off the – I mean, you would have laughed me off the radio.
I mean, you would say that that brand power, that script A, that would sustain Alabama
and
for a couple of years.
It.
I mean, you would think that those players who remember the Nick Saban standard would be in everybody's ear saying, that's not what we do at Alabama.
They were – historically bad, and Brent Venables, who's known for defense, they were historically bad those first 2 years. The first year, total yards of offense given up, they were like 118th in the FBS. Run yards given up, diesel rushing yards, they were the worst Oklahoma had been in 81 seasons. They were historically bad. And to think that at that time, they were still closer to a national championship, I mean, it's wild to say those words out loud, but takes time. Brent Venables has this guy in John Mateer. Going against a really good Michigan team, top 25. How's Underwood do Saturday night on the road?
Yeah.
I mean, this might be the get your popcorn out kind of game right here.
Yeah, that's the one that I will, no matter what I end up doing on Saturday, I will be at home to watch this game start to finish.
Maybe the best game of the weekend, right? Potentially.
Yeah. I mean, look, who was it said earlier this week? Maybe it was Jack Veltri who said, it kind of feels like college football got out of the way for the NFL. This weekend, I don't know, man. It's not like the NFL's scheduling games on Saturday so that they get their full weekend of games. But, I mean, you're right. There's just not as many sexy matchups. It's not as bad as some people are making it out to be, because that Iowa State game is
good.
That Ole Miss-Kentucky game, I mean, that's just a pretty run-of-the-mill standard conference game in the SEC, but it's still going to be fun.
It's 7:30. You also, Diesel, in-state, have the Battle of the Coast. The Battle of the Coast, Coastal Carolina hosting Charleston Southern.
How about it?
Ah, up there at Brooks, or down there at Brooks Stadium, rather. Sorry. UL Monroe, Bama. I mean, that's going to be a barn burner, right? 35.5-point spread there. Not much going. Let's see what about late in the evening.
Pac-12 after dark?
10:15. Oh. Here you go. Stanford BYU. Does that move the needle for you?
No.
Because
BYU is going to smoke them.
And they're favored by 20.5.
Which is something you're not allowed to do on BYU's campus. Can't smoke.
They will this Saturday. They will. And then also 11 o'clock, if you feel like watching this riveting game, UC Davis, Washington. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
And if you're feeling really wild, you can stay up until 11:59, not midnight, because – they can't play at midnight because it would be Sunday, right?
Yeah.
So the game has to be on Saturday, 11:59. You can watch Sam Houston, Hawaii, and that game might be over at 3 a.m. Sunday morning our time.
Wow. What time? What's the time difference between here and Hawaii? Do you know off the top of your head?
No, I have
guess
a friend.
And say it's like 8 hours.
That's what your guess is?
I'm going to guess
you're
close. Because you got 3 to California, and then you're – halfway to Japan. People think it's like it's an island just off the coast. No, it's way out there.
Right now, it is 11:20 in the morning.
Oh, so it's 6 hours.
Yep, and to think, 6 hour difference, Diesel, think about this. I've always said this. I think this would be weird. If you lived in Hawaii and you're a college football fan, you want to watch College Game Day that comes on at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
Hey kids, we got to go to bed really early Friday night. College Game Day in Hawaii. Yeah, you're up at 3 a.m.
Yeah, but you're also living in Hawaii. You know, you're living in paradise. So,
but you're up at 3 a.m. watching College Game Day.
Yeah, well, hey, it's worth it.
3 a.m. But I bet it feels weird, though, because all the games were over by what, noon?
You have the last functioning TiVo. If you live in Hawaii, you got to make sure you have whatever cable package you got has on demand so you can go back and watch it.
That is that's your slate. That is your slate. No Sunday games. No Monday, Labor Day this weekend. It's traditional Friday. It's weird saying traditional and Friday in the same sentence, but I think that the Louisville JMU tonight, that could be fun.
Yeah, there's no other games going on Sunday, right?
No.
Nothing to watch on Sunday.
Just NFL. I'll be locked and loaded. I can't wait.
Cole, when we come back, let's take our look around the NFL, see what's going on this weekend that might actually be worth tuning into. Maybe you just haven't had enough with the first two full weeks of college football. What should you watch from the professional slate? That's next.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.